some people make you laugh. Scotty, the Aussie battler, he makes me laugh, like, from my belly. You know, some shows, they make you guffaw, like Grits to Glitz or something like that. That'll make you guffaw. Adam Burns will make you reel back and screech in horror. I don't want to say anything about Big Fatty, because he'll just turn my words around to make himself sound better. But Scotty Battler makes me laugh from my bowels, Scotty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't want to say anything about Big Fatty, because he'll just reel back and screech in horror from my bowels.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3121 of the BFO for Monday the 27th. Of January 2020, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all about my weekend, and we've got more entries into the number one fan contest. Yes, be ready. Chances, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, your last chances, because y'all, Big Fatty, y'all, it's your last chance. Last chance to get in on the number one fan contest. Y'all, you've got until it's 6 p.m. in the evening Eastern Daylight Time. That's the only time zone that matters. And all you have to do is send an e-letter, and an e-letter only, to ruined@bigfattyonline.com. And in 25 words or less, tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan of the BFO for 2020. And y'all, I'll read it out on the air and stick your name in the colostomy bag. And y'all, then on this coming Sunday, during halftime of the Superb Owl, we'll draw the number one, number two, and number three fans of the BFO for 2020. Big Fatty, that sounds just lovely. So y'all got quite a few entries into the number one fan contest over the weekend. Y'all, the first is from the Shy Yeti, that Paul Chandler, and he says, "Hey, Big Fatty, I'd like to be the number one fan of the BFO because I want Ick and the Shy Life team to finally be proud of me, and maybe they'd even buy me a big chocolate cake." Thank you, Paul the Shy Yeti. Well, Paul, first of all, thank you so much for that, and we'll put you in the colostomy bag. Y'all, the Flopfo. The Flopfo's at it again. He says, "Big Fatty, I would like to be the number one fan because just like the South, the Flopfo shall rise again." Big Fatty. y'all, then we've got one from Francie. Francie 57, you know, she's the Ed McMahon of the Mr. Tim Kumar Show, said, "I'd like to be the claim the title of the BFO number one fan of America 2020. I have my own tiara with love and a laugh. Francie, be ready." Since I talked to you on Thursday night when I recorded the little show, y'all, I don't have a whole lot to report. My guy finished staining the porch and all on Thursday, as you heard. And y'all, then on Y'all, I stayed off of it. I just stayed off of it on Friday and Saturday. And y'all, then, let's see, what did we do? Oh, I know what we did. Y'all, on Friday. It was kind of rainy on Friday, so I did not do nipple walking on Friday. Right? Y'all, it was just a sloth kind of day. And y'all, after work, young Nicholas came by, y'all, but it was an emergency. Y'all, young Nicholas stopped by, and y'all, the emergency is we were out of gin. Beef! Fatty, that's not an emergency! Well, y'all, you would have thought it was an emergency. So anyway, y'all, we went to the Sam's Club and got a handle of the Tanqueray, not the Tanqueray 10. They don't carry it at the Sam's Club liquor store. But we got the regular Tanqueray, and y'all, all was right with the world. And y'all, while we were on our way back to the villa, y'all, this happened.
Mystery day, are you ready?
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery.
Yes! Yes! I know, yes! Y'all, okay, yes, okay. Y'all, while we were on our way back to the villa, young Nicholas was getting messages from a gentleman caller, and y'all, it was one of my semi-regular gentleman callers that enjoys the special chai. And so y'all, he says, can we invite him over? And I said, yes. And so y'all, he came over, and y'all, it was, you know, it's always a little awkward when there's three people involved, but young Nicholas enjoyed some special time with the special chair, and so did Big Fatty. And you know, then I decided I was just gonna let the two of them kind of get acquainted. Yes, Big Fatty, get acquainted. It's kind of like a cotillion. It's a cotillion. A get acquainted cotillion, I guess. And y'all, so I just left them in the love chamber by themselves. But, you know, the door's open and everything. I'm sitting out in my recliner. And y'all, just a couple of minutes later, out they come. And so the gentleman caller left, and I asked young Nicholas, I said, he says, it was over before it started. He says he got so excited that the train arrived in the station, and really before it should have even left. And so anyway, so it was. But anyway, y'all, then that evening, Granny and Durwood had sent a message that he and John and Big Dick were going to go to the Thailand restaurant for supper, and wanted to know if Nicholas or Granny or I wanted to join them. I said, no, I'm staying home tonight. I just didn't, and then they were going to Dudley Do Right's afterwards for cocktails, and y'all, I just didn't feel like doing any of that, so I didn't. And a big thing, that's what the old people do. They get ornery, and they just damned if they do and damned if they don't, I guess. Well, I didn't, and Granny and Nicholas met the other three at the Dudley Do-Rights, they did not go to the supper. And y'all, they were out for a while and all. And y'all, I just had a nice quiet evening at home, and it was just lovely. And y'all then, Satney got up, and I was piddling around the house here, and I just decided, and I went out on my porch, and it was still a little sticky, very vulgar, but it was getting better, and y'all, there was a nice breeze blowing, and the sun was out, and it was going to be in the 60s, so I knew that the porch would be fully dry by the end of the day. And, so I got out, y'all, I did my nipple walk, y'all, I did one nipple walk, I did the big circle and the neighborhood, y'all, and it gave me my 10,000 steps in one nipple walk, big fatty, and, y'all, I was just thrilled, I tell you. And, so y'all, after that, let's see. I think young Nicholas came by. Y'all, he came by and he scared the crap out of me. Because I had, he sent me a message and said, "Oh, are you home?" I said, "Yes." He says, "Door unlocked and, door locked." And I thought it was a question, but it was a statement. He was evidently here at the villa, and I was getting ready to get in the shower, and I said, "I'll unlock the back door," because I wanted him to come around to the back to not walk on the porch. And y'all, I unlocked the door, and I went back in to get ready to get in the shower, and y'all, all of a sudden, he was right there. It scared the living crap out of me. Fatty, we don't need you to be have crap scared out of you. Y'all, he's done that two or three times this weekend to me. And y'all, you just can't do that to the old people. Yes, Big Fatty. anyway, y'all, nobody was up for going to the Dudley Do-Rights on Saturday night, so we didn't. And so, you know, it was just kind of different. Our friends Jeremy even sent me a testimonium. "Are y'all not coming out tonight?" I said, "No, I'm going to take a break from it this week." So that's what we did. And y'all, then I watched some of that Saturday Night Live. You know, this was the first show of the 2020. And y'all, it wasn't a bad show. I kind of enjoyed it. And anyway... And then on Sunday, what did I do Sunday? Y'all, I kind of had my brofkas. Y'all, I fixed me some cone beef hash. And y'all, it stuck to the bottom of the pan, so I didn't get the crispiness of it. And so it was very disappointing. And y'all, then I did my that same nipple walk to get all my steps in one... one walk, and y'all, it was a lovely day. It was a little bit cooler than yesterday, but in the sun, it just felt lovely. Y'all, it's just like a puppy dog laying in that one little spot of sunshine where it's just nice and warm and big fatty. And then Sunday afternoon, young Nicholas had to tell me about a little rendezvous he had. Big fatty, it was vulgar sounding. Well, it did sound a little bit like deliverance, but anyway, big fatty. Y'all, then he went and had supper with his family. There was some sort of celebration of exiting the birth canal for a niece or something like that. But y'all, for all in all, it was. Oh, and my guy came back and checked on the porch and all, and moved all the furniture back on where it belonged. And y'all, I've got it all set up nicely, and I'm just so happy with it. And y'all, that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy! Big Freddy, more entries? Here we do. I don't want to get behind on these like I am with the voice letters. Y'all, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, has an entry. It says, "Fatty, lick my balls." Love, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. Big Fatty, he's as vulgar as you. It's true. Y'all, that Peter G., That Peter G says, hey, Big Fatty. Oh, I'd like to be the number one fan. I don't have Lotsil anymore. Plus, I work from home, so I'm practically a housebound shut-in these days. Being the number one fan would be all I have. Throw me a bone and make it so. Love that Peter G. And y'all, the little Aussie Battler has weighed in and says, I want to enter the number one fan competition because I found it. Two baby fish and my fish pond this morning, and that is very exciting news. Scotty Big Fatty G speaking Mexican. Well, it is Australia Day when he sent that. Yes, Big Fatty. Australia Day, and that was the national anthem. And so Scotty and Arte Cruz and Straight Bob and Carry an Umbrella, and it seems like there's somebody else in Australia, but they're not coming to mind. Big Fatty, it's not Arthur, he's in New Zealand, it's true, but it's just not, it's not coming to mind. But anyway, happy Australia Day. I hope you did something. Big Fatty, do they celebrate with lesbian boat races? No, that's the Faroe Island. Oh, okay. And y'all, no, I know what. Who else? Stevie B. Stevie B is down there in the Australia. Y'all, he's on a visit, or he may be on a covert mission. He sent me a testimonium saying, just landed in Sydney. And Big Fatty, you mean Bacon Bits? No, I don't think Stevie B landed in Bacon Bits, but I believe he meant Australia. But anyway, happy Australia. Big Fatty, they probably have a didgeridoo and a blooming onion or something like that, or a shrimp on the bobby, or Big Fatty, could we come up with anything? Oh, anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. You know, Big Fatty, by the time they hear this, it would have been Australia Day would have been 3 days ago. Well, probably so, but anyway. hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, get those entries in. I still have a few more that I haven't read. So anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, speaking of Australians, y'all, you heard the Faye Driver. And Faye Driver, just out of curiosity, what's running through your mind on this Australia Day?
I don't want to say anything about Big Fatty because he'll just reel back and screech in horror from my bowels.
Oh, Big Fatty, he celebrates Australia Day from his bowels?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.